So James 2-1 defeat for Sunderland in the League Cup, dumped out of the competition that they made it to the final last season. What were your thoughts on Tuesday night's game?
Yeah, it was disappointing, obviously, to go out of the competition so early. You know, after doing so well in the Capital One Cup last year. There wasn't a great deal between the two sides on Tuesday night. You know, Sunderland got their noses in front, got pegged back by Stoke, and then ultimately the game could have gone either way in the second half, and it went Stoke's way. There was a big moment in the game, of course, in the first half when Stephen and Zonzi grabbed hold of Jack Rodwell by the throat. It should have been a straight red card. The referee didn't give a red card to Nzonzi for that, and as such, you know, the side stayed level, 11 players each. Had Sunderland have played the second half against 10 men, it might all have been very different, but we'll never know now.
I mean, obviously it was a defeat for Sunderland, but were there many positives that this player could take out of the performance at all?
I suppose the fact that they competed, and it was nip and tuck all the way, really. You made half a dozen changes, seven changes actually, you know, and the players that came in acquitted themselves well. Will Buckley and Billy Jones, two of the new signings, haven't started many games this season, and they came in and did well, and I think they're going to keep their place for this weekend in the Premier League. So there were positives to take from it, but as we know with the Cup, you know, the results, everything, you know, they're out of the competition, and that's all that counts.
Obviously, out the door for his first goal since last December for the club. Could he push for a starting place, do you think?
Well, it's possible. I mean, as you rightly say, Josie scored very few goals in his time at Sunderland. That was only the third that he's scored since he arrived last summer. It was good to see him get on the score sheet. It will have done you know, wonders for his confidence, because it was his first goal of 2014, or for Sunderland in 2014. But as far as pushing for a place in the starting lineup goes, Sunderland were missing Stephen Fletcher and Connor Wickham through minor injuries on Tuesday night, which is why Josie started. I think Gus Poyet is expecting both of those players to be fit this weekend, and I would expect that either one of them would be more likely to start up front. But if they're still troubled by these knocks, then there's every chance that Josie will be playing.